I am Scott Catoon. This is TechNori Live. Joining us in studio is another TechNori presenter tonight, Nishant from Reveal, who, in addition to launching on stage this week, also is handling our website launch party immediately following TechNori's October showcase. I'm not sure if Nishant's going to say where we're going, but Nishant, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Of course. So for those that chose the Cubs over TechNori, what is Reveal?
Good question. So Reveal is a social activity platform that we've created. Now, the one thing that we don't like calling it is social media. The reason we created this is because we saw that, you know, we have evolved technologically, but that has had a side effect, which is us devolving in human interactions. We just seem so much more, it seems so much more comfortable interacting with our phones and our devices.
I've talked to Roop, is he the founder and CEO of this, correct?
Yeah, he's one of the co-founders.
So Roop and I talked about this at Soho House, which is kind of funny because that fits into this whole little event deal. But I just got into a fight with somebody about this yesterday. We, as a people, have more connectivity and more interactive tools and things and platforms and places to post our lives and than ever before in the world. And yet I feel more estranged from humanity, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But I feel more estranged from contacts and people I know than ever. I feel more awkward when I walk into a room and see my buddies. I feel weird asking a person, like seeing a stranger and they say hi. I'm like, what? Hi. I feel like this has really made it awkward to be a human being walking down Michigan Avenue today.
It is, because like we're just so much more comfortable interacting with our devices, right? Like if you go into a room and like you don't know other people around there, initially what would you do? You don't have an option. You would go and talk to people, but now you can just pull up your phone and kind of start doing other things on it. So with Reveal, what we wanted to do is that instead of social media being the means of you interacting with everyone, we thought like, hey, that doesn't need to be the means. It basically needs to be the tool you use to meet other people.
Yep.
So if you call it social media, that means it needs to be social. But if you're sitting at home spending hours a day just thinking you're social, interacting with people through your device, that's not being social. So the cool thing with Reveal is that when you come onto our platform, we learn a little bit about you, what you're interested in. And then we give you options for whatever you can do throughout the day, throughout the week. But in essence, it really is answering the question that what can I do right now?
Yeah.
You know, instead of just sitting at home, you know, interacting with your devices or being bored, if you're interested in basketball, if you're interested in yoga, check out Reveal. Go on it and you will see other people doing things that match your interest.
That's the part that attracted me to this. And when Roop originally gave me kind of the sit rep on what this is, I immediately thought of, okay, if I live near Schoolyard, which is a Marquette basketball and Illinois basketball bar, they have all the games for Marquette games.
Right.
I don't have any contact anymore with like any of my Marquette friends and those that live in Chicago or whatever. And so if I was on Reveal and I saw that the Marquette game at Schoolyard, there's a whole bunch of people who went to Marquette and I see that on the background that they're watching the game, I would be way more apt to walk down the street and go to Schoolyard to watch the game, knowing that I don't know the people. I might see someone I know, but
right.
I really don't know anyone there. But I know that they're going to welcome me in and I'm going to feel pretty like at home with it. And it's going to really enhance my experience watching the game versus sitting on my sofa watching you know, the Marquette game. Or they're probably going to lose in the final minute, like always, but at least I won't be alone while they lose.
Exactly, and I'm glad you used the word experience in that, because that's what it's all about. Like, if you see the way we are moving towards as a generation, especially millennials, we're more about storytelling and experiences. You can't push things out to us. We want to experience those things. So even if you don't know those people like who are watching the game, it's just if you know the fact that they are doing something over there, they're watching a game and they're open to other people joining them, then that kind of becomes like an icebreaker for you. For initially what it would be is that you kind of going up to them and being like, hey, and kind of initiating the conversation.
I do think that the millennial, not I'm obviously a millennial, but like by date only, the younger millennials and then the generations even younger than that, I think that unlike mine, where we have kind of an exclusive style of living, we want to join groups and be frats and be in whatever it is, they do actually have a more inclusive lifestyle. And I think that they probably are more receptive to meeting strangers and participating in group things, pool sharing on Uber, things like that.
Right.
I feel like are a great example of how people are really warming up to the fact that community-based things, right? Doing things in a way. I think the one challenge you guys have ahead of you, as I told Roop, is the fact that there's an education around socialization again, communication, because we've gotten from 2006, basically 2004 when Facebook launched, 2006 and 2007 when they ruined it by letting non-college students get on it.
I was one of them at that point.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, they opened it up to like parents, and then all of a sudden it just, the whole world changed. But when they opened it up to the world, essentially, we've now had 8 to 10 years of basically de-socialization. So it is going to take you guys a little bit of a, you know, I don't want to say education and timeline, but it's going to take you a little bit of a runway to get people back out on the streets, meeting each other and doing handshakes and saying hello. And I wonder if the way to do it is to pick a handful of, you know, instead of opening it up to everyone, making a handful of verticals, sports verticals, games verticals, events like Technori verticals, which obviously, you know, you guys are doing, so that you can at least warm people up to meeting each other and learning. People need to learn how to do a proper handshake again. Seriously.
They do.
It's, I mean, if I get another limp-wristed handshake tonight, I swear I'm just walking right off the stage.
Right.
But anyway.
But, yeah, and...
off my soapbox.
I want to say yes and no, just because, yeah, we need to kind of get out of our shell and learn how to be social again. But, and we thought that would be an issue too, just because, like, you know, people are going to be like, oh, this is weird. We haven't done this in a while. But it wasn't actually, just because if you realize and see the studies out there, people are unhappy with social media. So
yeah, when they people love to bitch about social media on social media.
Exactly. And so when they've had so many studies where they've had control groups and other groups where they've put people away from social media, and drastically, this is not even within months or years, this is within like 3 days, their happiness level increases. So they get happy, their relationships get better, they get, you know, a different sort of energy. So when we talk to people about it, and as well as when people start using it, they realize that, hey, this is cool. Like, okay, you're still using your phone, but now you're using it to meet new people. So there definitely is a little bit of an education, but, you know, people want it. It's not something that we have to tell them that, hey, this is an alternative. They're already longing and craving.
I think you're right. I do really think that people are longing, wanting to get out and do more. I will preface this, though, by saying I really, really want to take more classes on Coursera. But I don't. And it's not, I mean, time is certainly an issue right now, but it's not time as much as it's just like, you know, once I start it, then it's like a thing, right? And so I feel like, you know, for me, I'm going to use Reveal. I like it. I like the idea that I can like click into things randomly, and particularly in my business of networking and giving, you know, try to get people to go to events and things. Right. I have to meet new people and broaden, you know, the groups. But as a person, as a private citizen, I don't have any fingers left for new friends. Like, I don't have any room left. I don't want any more new friends. And I feel like that the people like me are going to be a little tricky. You're going to have to kind of warm up, like, hey, you know, it's not just new friends. It could be a new experience. It could be a new teammate on your softball team. Like, there's all kinds of little ways. Exactly. I'm really excited to see where you guys go with it, to be honest.
Yeah. And yeah, that's a good point, because of course, right off the bat, everyone doesn't want to make new friends, right? So that's what we tell people. The first and foremost, our platform just makes it easier to kind of coordinate and create the events that you're doing with your own friends.
Yep.
Because they, like other social media, when you come on to Reveal, you can't just go on adding new friends or, like, you know, connecting with people or following people. That's not how it works.
So, yeah, I was going to say, so walk us through, obviously at Technori, you went through this all entirely, but walk us through, and for those listening, the video for the Technori Showcase presentation by Reveal will come out probably the end of October. But walk us through how the app actually works. If I'm a user, I download the app at the iTunes or it's on Google Play as well, right?
Yeah, it's on the Play Store and App Store.
Yeah, walk me through now. What do I do now? What does it look like if I'm signing up?
So when you sign up, it's extremely simple. You sign up with either your Facebook, LinkedIn, email, whatever you think is best. You come onto our homepage, which is our Now page, showing you activities that are happening right now. And we're a geosocial app, so it basically tells you everything based on your current location. So, you know, if you're here right now, it's going to show us kind of things going on around in the Loop, downtown, River North, just because it's close to us. So you're going to see, you know, everything that's going on around you. And then when you go into your My Life page, which is everything that you're doing, we have a thing called interests. And that's where the magic happens.
Yep.
So when you go into the interests, we have this database of thousands of interests. And as a user, you can create your own. But essentially, the idea is that the more interests that you add to your profile, the more customized your Now page becomes. So, like, no two people's Now page is going to be the same, just because you probably all like, out of those thousand different things, you all like different things, right? You have different interests. And so based on that, we show you what's going on. And the cool thing is when you go onto the event, you can buy your tickets, see the other people who are going there as well. And, you know, if you don't find anything of your interest, it's the easiest thing to do is just create your own. And this doesn't need to be just to meet new people. While that is, you know, the best and easiest way to meet new people, this can just be like, if we're having a drink with a couple of our friends tonight, just create it. So instead
which we
of,
will.
Yeah, we yeah. will. A lot of margaritas. So instead of messaging all our friends and, you know, trying to take care of this, like, it just becomes a more cumbersome process, like texting all 10 of your friends, coordinating everything. This is just, you send out one link.
And everyone's got the friend that, like, is on the group text that doesn't respond ever.
Exactly.
And then they come back about, you know, 20 minutes before the event. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. So you just essentially create the event, send it out to all your friends. You can see when anyone has come, what they're, you know, if they've RSVP'd or not, and if they've actually come to the event or not. You know, connect with them, communicate, post, share all your photos, videos.
So then the last part I have for you on this is, so the reveal part. So obviously with Technora, you guys weren't revealing the location of where the after party is going to be held. Until the people download the app and actually get to the moment mm-hmm. of what do you do, because that's the part that still kind of has me on the I'm on the fence as to whether I think there's some marketing gravitas, if you will, for having like a suspense. You know, I don't know where the party's going to be. We're going to reveal it.
Yeah.
But then there's also a little bit of me that's like, all right, dude, like I got, you know, I got plans. I got to know where I'm at. Like, I am mm-hmm. not a suspense person. I'm a person who peeks in the closet looking for presents. I don't wait for anything.
Right.
How do you see that portion of what you guys do working into the main product, or do you not, or do you? How does that work?
We do, but they're going to be only for select experiences. So it's not going to be for just anything. Not for.
So when you guys have like a flash party for something that includes like a big thing that would bring in the largest number of people from the now page.
Yeah, just like something really cool. That,
like a Technora event on
exactly,
Tuesday.
Exactly. Like you have to wait for it. If you don't want to, you know, spend a little time or be curious about where it's going to be, then maybe it's not for you right now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be only for select special events.
No, though. And see, if you just like you, when you say that, that makes it, that changes my perspective on it, because I was thinking at first, like, if you have a whole bunch of people that are all percolating on the now page and then you just like sort of randomly with minutes ahead reveal where these events are taking place, there's something cool about that in theory, but in practice it would just piss me off that I'm like, mm-hmm. where, like, I don't like change.
Yeah.
I don't try new things. I don't travel. I look at like postcards. I don't care about where people go. So for me, it would not work out for me. But that you tell me now that I'm just going to be like a main event. It's a surprise every once in a while. Okay, I can use a little variety every once in a while. You know, that works for me.
Yeah, and we wouldn't make it so inconvenient just because the after party that we are going to reveal the location for, that's like a block away from
sure.
the Chase Auditorium.
Yeah, so it's not actually inconvenient.
Yeah, so we're keeping that in mind. That's when we would.
Well, I like that you did it for me because then, because what I'm doing is that helps me market things and be like, hey, you know, we want to download the app because also you're presenting, but also just sort of like a, keep them waiting. You know, we're launching the new site.
Yeah.
It'll tell you where we're at. You got to meet us. It's all kind of new.
Yeah, we got
new.
Free margaritas for the first 15 people that come.
Free margaritas is, I mean,
that's a sale itself. So.
Yeah, I would have come down and forget about the startups and the keynote. I mean, he's great, but free margaritas you can't beat. Where do people go? Obviously, you mentioned the app stores to get it. Where do people go to find out more about Reveal and learn more about it?
So the best place to go right now would be our website, which is getreveal.com. So it's G-E-T, and Reveal is spelled with three E's. So R-E-V-E-E-L.com.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, so we got all the information, videos, you know, tutorial, just everything that you could possibly want to know about Reveal.
Awesome. That's up there. Very cool. Nishant, thank you so much.
Awesome, man. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll see you tonight.
Yep, see you tonight. This segment of Technora Live is made possible by a partnership with Jones Lang LaSalle, the official real estate provider of Technora, and it's more than 275 startups. If you are one of the many Chicago tech startups in rapid growth mode, let JLL open your next door. And now, in case you've missed it, we have officially launched our new technora.com website. And to tell you the truth, I don't really have a better word. It's fucking amazing. So sorry, but that's what it is. So without further ado, you can stream this episode and more on technori.com. That's T-E-C-H-N-O-R-I.com. And you can stay up to date with Technori stories. You can catch our other tech bites and news. We're going to be launching a video gaming series. It'll live stream on the website as well as Facebook. Whatever it is we do, you can follow it by catching us at Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.